Passage C.
10 things to do to organize and lead effective meetings.
It's easy to disparage those tedious meetings that are run by someone else. But are your own meetings any more useful and productive? These pointers will help ensure that your colleagues don't feel uncomfortable every time they receive a meeting notice with your name on it. It's far easier to take corrective steps while planning and leading a meeting, assuming you have control over the process. The following tips will help you conduct your meetings to be productive, effective, and interesting. Number 1. Know why you called the meeting. We accept meetings as a fixture of modern business. Unfortunately, not all fixtures are created equal. In fact, some have almost no purpose beyond the ritual consumption of paper and time. Do not allow your meeting to fall into the ritual consumption category. Spend 5 minutes before you send out the meeting invitation to formulate in 10 words or less exactly why you need everyone's time. Write your reason down and then set it aside. Review the reason an hour later. If it still seems valid, go ahead and send out the invitations. Ritual consumption may work for sacred cows, but it's not good for meeting organizers.